about a short time after the 4th of July.
What sort of plow did you use to break the ground?
We had those little old, called them Cricket Avery's. That was made by Avery.
That was just a
steel plow that would turn the soil and make it up in rows, you know. Of course, originally, in the old new grounds, always had those old just wooden plows, foot and all, with a shovel. You'd go along and make a small furrow and drop the corn in it, and then turn back and try to throw enough dirt over to cover it by plowing on each side of that first furrow to cover it, you know.
Yeah. when you plow with what? With just one, or would you use?
One, usually. We grew up that way, and that was, we came on up there to around the 30 before.
Must have been a big
You ever went to the two-horse cultivator, you know, it was in the 30s.
There must have been a big mule judge here.
Well, no, not necessarily. This was a rather sandy soil, a lot of it, you know. And that's the reason why the people loved it so. It was easily plowed. You know, it didn't run together like a clay or gumbo or buckshot.
Yeah.
Or clay type soil.
Right.
It was very loose and sandy, and that's the reason why the erosion was so bad. It was loose, and then it was hilly at all. Then the spring rains, and when a lot of rains, more spring, because you wouldn't be plowing, it'd be kind of settled down during the winter. You usually didn't have the erosion during the winter that you would after you started farming in the spring and plowing and getting large rains, and then when it sweep it off in sheets, you know, as the springs about this, the rains began about this time of the year, maybe, and you started plowing and it would loose. Then it would just sweep it off in sheets if you didn't have the land terraced and to hold it, you know, and run the water out to the edge of the field, keep it from sweeping down across it.
Well, now, one, you never plowed with two, you plowed with one, right? Okay.
The only time we ever plowed with two was when I used the old middle buster, steel middle buster, and trying to make the row, the bed of the row, you know, with one fur.
Did you, after you plow, would you go in there and break the ground up real fine with a spring tooth, you know, anything?
Yes. If you were planting oats and those things, of course you'd harrow it down and drag it down with a harrow, drag harrow. But for cotton, you'd have just a small harrow pull by.
What is this?
A worm, G-I-R-M.